We're farming them, wide open land.
Yeah, we turn the cows out. Mm-hmm. Open range.
What about nowadays? You have to put them in a
pasture.
And where would the hogs be kept?
Hog pen.
And were there any shelters for them or anything?
We'd have a shade tree farm. Maybe a little piece, two or three piece tin filled up.
Mm-hmm. And a little sort of a makeshift fenced in area out in the pasture where, or the woods where you could shut a cow up for milking. You call that a
cow pen?
Mm-hmm. And where did people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators?
In a well?
Uh-huh.
We keep them in a well.
What about potatoes or turnips? They'd be kept in the...
Potatoes, we put them in a potato house. Potato shed.
And nowadays a big farm where they had a lot of milk cows, you call that a...
Dairy?
Do you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a big farm?
Well, they used to call people milk 6-7 cows and sell milk for dairy or something. That's all I know.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
Turn and plow.
What different kinds of plows were there?
They had steel beam turning plow, and then they had the cast iron. Had a 7-inch Kelly, 12-inch breaking plow,
mm-hmm.
10-inch breaking plow. 7-inch was for one mule, 10 for two, 12 for two mule, 12-inch breaking plow.
You mean the blade of the plow?
The wing of the plow. What it cut 12 inches, mm-hmm. The point. Had the point on it, it'd take 12 inches of time.
Mm-hmm.
Either 10 inches.
What about something with a lot of little teeth in it that breaks the ground up finer than a plow?
This?
Mm-hmm.
They had this.
Any other name for that?
They had a G-wheel.
What was that like?
That was to plow more or less so after it would. If you had grass or cotton, you could clean it with a G-wheel.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a spring tooth?
Yeah, we had a spring tooth. Motor diggers.
Mm-hmm. What was the spring tooth like?
We had a bunch of springs back and it'd catch Bermuda grass and it'd drag it up,
mm-hmm.
The pile.
Did you ever hear that called a harrow or a har?
Section har.
Mm-hmm.
Called it section har, but it was different from a Bermuda digger. Section har had just little teeth on it, and the Bermuda digger had springs, more or less. And you can hang a root or anything and they'd trip back.
Mm-hmm. And when you're working with cotton, you have to sort of thin the cotton out.
Chopping cotton.
Okay. And what different kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
Fungus. Crap grass.